Hello, everybody. It's Friday. Friday again. I believe it's the, the 11th? I think it's the 11th. We're on 287, and you're listening to the Dan Gervain Podcast. Got Andy Garcia in the car today. Always. Andy, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Another week. Everybody did it. We did it.
Yes, we did. We also have the President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, is in the back seat today.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Thank you for being here, Mr. President.
Thank you for having me. I love coming on your show. I really do. Thank you. How you doing, Andy? How are you?
I'm doing good, Mr. President. Thank you so much for being here.
So I see a van on the left side. I'm not really sure. Some type of innovation. I caught it really quick. If you slow down, he's on the left side there. Okay, I think he's coming up really close to you.
All right, let me see what we got here. I see it. It's like this red van right here.
Yes, that's it. I think it says Bagel.
No, it says Siegel Inc. It's innovation, not imitation. BG. So it's Findshop.com, I believe. Findshop.com.
I thought it said Bagel.
No, it said Siegel. Like almost like Steven Seagal, but Siegel.
I think Steven Seagal's an asshole.
Mr. President, please be careful with your language on the show. We're here, it's around we're going about 5 miles an hour right here today on a Friday. There's some clouds out there. It's a beautiful fall day, though. I got the blazer on.
I see that. You look good today.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This is my fall blazer. I love whipping this thing out.
I like the elbow pads you have on there, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You look good, too.
Thank you very much. I don't look as good as you.
What about me, guys? I think I look better than both of you.
Well, obviously, you're the president. You're always dressed up really nice. We are in a parking lot out here. We're parked. I'm going 0 miles an hour right now. Oh, CLC Landscape Design, right on your side, Andy. What are you sleeping?
I'll give it another plug. I apologize. CLC Landscape Design.
Maybe I'll give them a call. Maybe they could do some things around the White House for me. They're in Ringwood, New Jersey. Come on, Andy. Keep up. Keep up with the pace. I see a truck over there coming off the ramp. You see that van? It's like a van on steroids. Got graphics all over it.
Yeah, I see that. It's Eastern Left 3? Well, we'll get up to it, hopefully, and we'll be able to see what's going on. That's the one problem when it is a parking lot. You can't really get everything in here because sometimes...
God bless you. Holy cow.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that.
No need to.
Go ahead, Andy.
No need to apologize when you sneeze, Dan.
No, I know, but we got the show going on, and you know we have listeners, so I just want to keep this thing moving. Here we go. We're moving a little bit now. We're going up to 15 miles an hour. We do see the truck that Mr. President was talking about up on the right hand side. It is, let's see, Eastern Lift Truck. Eastern Lift Truck. We're known for good service. That's in Piscataway, New Jersey. 888-225-2401. Sales, service, parts, rentals. We're known for good service. EasternLiftTruck.com. Look at that. That was a beautiful plug. That's how you do it, Andy.
Oh, wow. Now you're going to throw me under the bus.
No, I'm just kidding with you. But I was excited about it.
You did a really good job there, Dad. You should take notes, Andy. You should, really.
Guys, let's not get into a whole competitive thing here. But now we're moving 20 miles an hour, and I see a CCS. Andy, come on. What are you, sleeping?
It's a Glass Cycle Systems. I'm sorry. I'm just, the president is here. I'm a little nervous, okay? I'm a little nervous today.
It's, you know what I'm excited about today? The Knicks play tonight. I haven't watched one preseason game. The Knicks are playing the Nets, I believe. I think so. Tonight, and I'm excited about that. But, you know, I just remembered. I'm going to have to... We got basketball practice, our first CYO basketball practice tonight. We're approaching Exit 45, Boonton, Myrtle Ave. So we got a, I got a basketball practice tonight at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, and hopefully I'll catch some of that Knick game right after that. It's Friday. Traffic is now moving. We're up to 40 miles an hour. How about some music, huh? Put on some music, Andy. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me get something on. Hold on 1 second. What we got here? That's nothing.
Let's drive the first ever Ford EcoSport.
A lot of commercials. What's that? We are live on the Dan Juvan podcast, people.
Yes, we are. Live, but not live, really. That's how the podcasts work, right?
Live, but not live. That's right. Live, but not live. It goes through live now, but then you got to upload it later, you know, whatever you have time, when you're in the bathroom. Come on. Not when I'm in the bathroom. You know, but maybe when I'm walking into the office, I can upload it, but that's about it. It's moving pretty good right now. We're 30 miles an hour, 287, and not too much activity like the other day. The other day was ridiculous.
Yes, I was listening to the show. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what you were talking about, that big digital truck. If I see that truck, I tell you right now, I'm going to call him because maybe he's going to help me. But maybe I'll just put my face up on the on one side of the truck and my other face on the other side of the truck.
What do you mean, your other face?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I could smile one way, then I'll have a, you know, a serious look the other way with my lips pierced like this.
Right, right. You know what? That would be great for you, I think.
I think so, too. I'm going to call him, okay? You think he'll be out here today?
I have no idea. He was out here driving really slow during the, it was like cloudy out.
It was raining, and the guy was brilliant with his driving. He was just going at a slow pace to make sure everybody was paying attention to his driver. But everybody was because of the digital capabilities. But I noticed that he also shut it off at one point.
You know, I noticed that too. I was thinking about that. Is that because maybe it becomes a distraction after a while? It can get dangerous.
Probably. He probably had to shut that off because it's probably against the law. But I like it. I like it a lot, okay?
What are you doing running out here in the...
I can't believe it either. Wow, are you making a comeback?
And the people, if you're just tuning in, we just picked up somebody who was outside jogging out on 287, believe it or not. I can't believe it. Please, Mike Tyson was outside jogging.
Thank you so much for picking me up. I was outside training.
Wait a minute, what are you...
Mike, what are you saying? You're training. Are you making a comeback?
First of all, so nice to be sitting right next to the President of the United States. Thank you so much, Mr. President, for... I'm sorry, I'm sweating out here. I was working, I was training. Yes, I'm trying. I don't know if I'm definitely going to be making that comeback or not. You know, that's not in my mindset. You know, but you never know. Life hands you sometimes boxes of chocolates.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Mike, that would be... Are you... kind of implying that you would not, that you, maybe you're going to try to come back? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Michael, please, be very clear. What are you trying to say here?
No, I'm just saying that life is interesting that way. I'm not never going to say no. You never know. I've said no so many times in my life in the past that, and then all of a sudden something else happens, right? So I have to adjust mentally and say to myself, I'm not in control of what's happening out here. I just have to go with the flow sometimes. And if you know, God wants me to come back in the ring, I will serve him as he wants to. By the way, there's apple seed tree service to the right-hand side of you, that truck.
Wow, thank you, Mike. That was great of you to pick that up.
Holy moly, I can't believe what I just heard. Mike Tyson is coming back, okay? Can I get some water? My throat's killing me. What I was trying to say was, I can't believe, Mike, you're going to come back and you're a winner in the ring. It doesn't matter what age you are, okay? You're gonna do great things. I think you should come work for me. I told you that last time. I need you to come work for me, Micah.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. President, but that's not necessarily true. You know, I haven't even done any training right now. I'm not the type of person that I was a long time ago. I'm a different person now.
Wow, we're on the Danger Man podcast. We are going 30 miles an hour right now, passing exit 39A. This is incredible. We have Mike Tyson in the car. We have the President of the United States in the car. Andy Garcia is always here, and we're trying to drive some traffic to your website. So if we see any advertising, we're going to call it out, and we're going to critique it, too. Sometimes we were talking about it during the week, this week, about maybe perhaps having your website, especially if you're in, you know, advertising on your car. You don't have much time unless you're sitting in traffic, but most of the time you're moving. So put your website up high with your logo so people can really see it. Sometimes we see a lot of this advertising going on out here. We don't even see the .com or .com. Whatever, you know, you just see the name, and I'm like, well, what kind of business is this? What are they doing? Right, Andy?
Absolutely right. It's like a big mystery. Why even put your name on the trunk if you don't even have your website? All Media Consultants. Wow. You know, I think that the show is really helping out. I gotta make a critique.
Go ahead, say something, Andy. What's your critique? I'd love to hear this.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe perhaps the show is making more advertisements come out because I'm noticing a lot more as we're progressing. I think this is the third week that we're doing the show, and I'm seeing a lot more advertising out here.
You know what's crazy? I agree with you 100%. I think I see the same thing going on. Home builders to the left, but again, no homebuilders.com, I don't know. And we're moving at 30 miles an hour, so I couldn't really read everything on their car. But that's a perfect example. How about homebuilders.com? You know, put it right up there at the top. Oh, we're approaching the All Media Consultants. Go ahead, Andy.
All Media Consultants, multi-room, we passed them. We will catch them again, hopefully. We're moving a little bit too fast, Danny.
I know, I'm sorry.
What happened to you driving like a little old lady, huh? You look like you're picking it up these days.
Yeah, I am. Andy, can you talk a little bit? I got to drink some coffee.
Okay, no problem. So right now we're moving 40 miles an hour, and there is the All Media Consultants truck on the right, 973-467-1103. Whoa, slow down.
I'm sorry, that was good. I don't really get to drink that much coffee, so that was good. Thank you.
Not a problem, but we're next to exit 37. We got a Mavis discount tire. Mavis tire, 1-800-4-TRACTION.
Wow. It's a lot of stuff going on out here. A lot of stuff going on these days. You're right.
So true. I think that that's so imperative and implicable when you have to do that advertisement like you're talking about in order to put that so I could visually see it. I see a van up all the way up front. You see that up there? I see it. Can you get up there to that truck?
I can't drive past, you know, through this car, Mike. There's a car right in front of me. We're going around 15 miles an hour right now, and here it is. It's coming up to the left. Go ahead, Mike. You want that one?
Yes, I do. Contractors, LLC, 973-460-5045. And Contractors, LLC. I don't see the website, though. What happened to the website, Mr. Arman Contractors, LLC? Are you a .com? What's going on? They're in Randolph, New Jersey.
Wow. That was some plug, I gotta tell you right now. I'm just changing the radio station, okay?
Oh, wow. What's that all about?
This is my favorite station right here.
I kinda like it. I gotta tell you, I kinda like it. I love Spanish music, okay? I love Telemundo.
Really? Wow. I wouldn't think that you would like Telemundo, but I guess you do like Telemundo. You always talk about that, right?
Absolutely. I'm a big, big, big Telemundo fan, okay?
I love Telemundos. I really do. I think that's great. I think Telemundos got so many good, beautiful people on there. So many beautiful honeys.
So we're on 287. We are going 15 miles an hour right now. And, oh, there's trucks coming off the ramp right here, but they're passing us right now. But we are approaching the Morristown area, Motown, on a Friday, and it's been a pretty good. It's 8:20 right now. We're talking 8:20, and I don't know. This has been a great show. We picked up Mike Tyson. He was jogging on 287.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, Mike. And we have the President of the United States in the back seat. Who would have thought? Only on the Dan Jovan podcast. And we have Andy Garcia riding shotgun. If you want to call up the show. We got about 5 listeners still, if that, if nobody dropped off. But, you know, we've got to get another guest out here. I keep talking about how we're going to call up one of these people that we plug and maybe, interview them a little bit about their business and what they're doing to get their name out there. Look at that truck, huh?
Looks like a bunch of Chinese symbols. I got one of them. I think that's one of the symbols I got. I got a tattoo of. And there's that home builders again. No website, though.
Yeah, I don't know what that would. It looks like a delivery truck with a bunch of Chinese symbols on it. I have no idea what that is. I wonder what that means. But even them. Can you have all those shiny symbols and put a .com at the end of it? I don't know. We're passing Washington's headquarters in about a mile. A lot of history over in Morristown, New Jersey. A lot of history. Anybody got anything planned for the weekend?
Going to be playing some golf.
I'm going to be relaxing. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah? You going to the Bahamas?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to be hanging out in my house with my wife and my children. Just maybe cooking some food, just relaxing. You know, I'm a vegan.
Yeah, you talked about that before. That's great. You really, you...
Hold on a second. Sorry, Dan. J.W. Pearson Co. 973-673-5000.
That's fine. That's, again, no website, Mike?
I didn't see no website. I don't know what everybody's doing out here. They got something wrong in the brains.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we want to start saying that, but, we just got to... People got to put that website on there so that people will log on. That's what we're trying to do. Drive this traffic to your website. And, I'm not doing much. You know, probably got to start raking the leaves. That's probably what I'm going to do.
The leaves are out. You got a leaf blower or you can use the rake?
I gotta use both. I have a leaf blower that's it's electric. I have to plug it in. It's electric. You know, I'm embarrassed to say. I see some guys out there with those the real leaf blowers that have a gas and oil. I don't have that.
You gotta call up one of my guys or call up one of the guys out here that you always see, one of these landscapers.
Yeah, but you know what? I enjoy going out there. I don't mind it.
But now you're defeating the purpose. You're destroying all of their business.
I'm not destroying their business. I'm just telling you what I do. A lot of people were probably like hiring someone, rather, and they probably do a great job. But anyway, everybody, it's been a great show. Thank you, Mike Tyson. Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you, Andy Garcia. We're going to be heading into the office soon. And happy Friday.